That's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It is a spooky day out there, huh?
I like a little summer rain going.
Do you? Yeah. I don't like the humidity, man. It just feels sticky out there.
It doesn't rain nearly enough. I just dropped my dad off at the airport, so as I was like pulling the bags out of the trunk and all that stuff, you know, and then getting in here to work, I was like, ooh, I'm just going to sit out here for an extra second to let the rain hit my forehead and enjoy this moment here in the desert.
Shut up.
Oh, really?
Get back in your car. You're blocking the lane. And the guy at the passenger drop, I was like, move it.
I will say, you know what's such a dick move at the airport? Would you stop in that third lane?
Yeah.
You can. You can.
But you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
You gotta figure out how to weasel your way into the inner two.
Yeah. Inner two. But you can, but don't.
Don't do that.
Don't be that guy.
Also, due to the airport, that not so much for passenger drop-off, but for passenger pickup, calm the hell down.
Well, this early in the morning, like dropping people off, I should have just dropped them off at passenger pickup. Because there's nobody there.
There's nobody there.
Nobody there at like 5:15 in the morning. But yeah, that dude who's like just losing his mind. Your head is going to explode. You're going to look like the Cabbage Patch doll, you know, with the main guy. I forget what his name is, but with the exploding atomic net or whatever.
Look, if somebody's sitting there for a couple of minutes, I get it. But like when somebody comes up and they slow down to see if their guest is there instead of blazing through at 64 miles an hour.
People are walking across the road.
Yeah, like just relax.
Chill.
Chill a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
weed is legal in Nevada, you know.
Take a couple of hits and relax.
Yeah.
So some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first?
Why don't we start today's show off, Dave, with some bad news?
Oh, boy. So you got to choose one, your hairline or a working ding-a-ling.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Well,
because you've always said your biggest fear is losing your hair.
Well, it's time to invest in Merkins.
For many men, it's considered a wonder drug that's helped with their baldness, Propecia, as it's labeled. However, it has some side effects. And some people are saying they're crippling side effects, including impotence.
Oh, God.
Infertility. Insomnia, whatever. Anxiety, whatever. Depression, whatever. But they're saying that these side effects can occur years after they stop taking the drugs.
Really?
Yeah, so the drug, which is finasteride, I think is how you say it. Yep. That's the technical name for it, but it's sold as Propecia.
Mm-hmm.
Has been used to treat male pattern baldness. Globally, the market for hair loss treatments is valued at close to $7 billion, and about 90% of that is for male pattern baldness. And Propecia is the most common treatment for it. In simple terms, it stops hair loss by reducing the conversion of the male hormone testosterone into DHT. The high levels of DHT cause the hair follicles to on the scalp to shrink, and then that leads to hair loss. But long story short, in the process of stopping that, it also stops that important male hormone that keeps you from being impotent and infertile and having insomnia and anxiety and depression,
etc. This is why, like, modern medicine is pretty amazing, but it's also awful.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we can fix one thing, but something else breaks. There's no cure all. There's always a trade off.
It's always
the Indiana Jones trade off.
It's the list of side effects at the end of every drug commercial.
Yeah.
It's like it's going to make you stop feeling crampy. However, your ears may explode and blood may flow from them.
No, everything's going to be diarrhea. It's always diarrhea.
Why is it always diarrhea? Diarrhea medication. It's like, what may give you diarrhea? What?
So, while you were shirtless in Greece.
You son of a bitch.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, telling
old
people
news,
where
man.
You were.
Old news.
While you were shirtless in Greece, Audrey and I were talking about, you know, hair loss and things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, so she noticed too, huh?
Okay.
So, yeah, she's like, wow, Dave sure is thinning up top. How does he have so much chest hair, but so few hair on top of his head?
See, now everyone knows your line. I don't have any chest hair. I can't grow that either.
Must be nice. But we were talking about how guys with toupees get made fun of, like, just like a ridiculous amount.
But every chick these days has a weave in.
Yeah. There's
no cool dude weaves. It's no posting on the gram. Look, fellas, getting my kick-ass toupee we put in today.
Well, this may have to be one of my, this may have to be the solution if Propecia isn't working. But you also pointed out that Propecia is such a scam to begin with.
Well, it's a scam to begin with because it's a preventative drug. So you could not need it at all, and you could be taking it and just thinking that it's working.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no real way of knowing.
Yeah.
Or you could just be taking it and it not working and go, well, my hair loss is just, it's destiny.
Yeah.
Like this, but you don't really know if it's working.
It just
or not.
Stops.
You just take it and just hope that your hair doesn't fall out.
I don't want preventative. Give me something that's going to grow me luscious Fabio locks.
Yeah, like
that's
one
what I
pill
want. Oh yeah,
yeah.
Just like get the makers of Chia Pet need to get into that world.
Yeah,
change the game, Chia Pet.
Some good news today as well. A Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission biologist pulled a daring rescue off. He jumped into the water to save a 375-pound male black bear that was roaming a residential neighborhood near, cool, Alligator Point.
Okay.
40 miles south of Tallahassee. If I'm going to jump in the water to save a bear, I'd prefer it not be near Alligator Point. The bear was actually hit with a tranquilizer dart because it was in a residential mm-hmm. neighborhood, which not supposed to be there. And it managed to run into the Gulf of Mexico before the drugs kicked in, and that's when it was like...
I mean, had that bear seen the movie Old School? Is that what happened? I'm going for a swim.
I like you, man, but you're crazy. This bear swims about 25 yards offshore and then starts drowning. And so this guy, who is a part of the Wildlife and Fish Conservation Commission, jumps into action, swims out into the water, and straight up just lifeguard carries, you know, like the one arm while you're like doing like the side paddle thing. Just tugs this bear in. A 375-pound bear saved it from drowning.
Well, that gives me hope.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so I gotta know how you all feel about slow motion videos. Honestly, anything will look good in slow motion. I mean, anything. I watched a slow motion clip of somebody yawning the other day, and honestly, I could take my eyes away. I know it's nasty to be looking at people's mouths, but slow motion, that stuff is cool as hell.
Message deleted.
No, man, it's not everything looks cool in slow motion. It depends on the subject. If it's an attractive person, male or female, who's slowly exiting the water, it's gonna look great.
Yeah.
If it's Mahoney eating, no.
Well, it depends on how close up you get. That's the thing. You know, you don't want a wide angle on that. You would want to shoot it really tight and like right around my lips. And
that's what I mean. Like just like the extra little piece of brisket just flopping out of your mouth and then your tongue.
I will say anything that's getting destroyed. That was a pretty good job.
That was really
good. I'm not even mad at that. Wow. Can't even be mad. That was spot on. Things getting destroyed in slow motion.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah. You know, that like those cameras that can do like 20,000 frames per second, you know, and it's just, you watch just the complete destruction.
Like a bullet going through anything, but especially like a jug of water or something.
Water balloon.
Boom. Oh, yeah.
Like there's this one that I somehow stumbled upon their YouTube channel where they're down in Australia and they have like it's like a nature preserve or something. So they have one of these like giant like watchtowers that's, you know, probably 20 some odd stories up.
Yeah.
And they just drop cool stuff off of it to break stuff. Like they'll drop like Thor's hammer onto a TV or they'll drop darts onto watermelon or, you know, the combinations are endless. But it is watching the just utter destruction in slow motion is truly a thing of beauty.
How ridiculous is the channel, actually? And I love those Australian guys. I watch those every week.
I can't remember the name of them, but just Australians dropping stuff.
Yeah,
YouTube.
It's awesome. So cool.
You'll find it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Let's just say that you were arrested out of the blue, no explanation why you were arrested. What would your friends and family think you did to get arrested?
Message deleted.
Ooh, Ian?
Probably something for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Probably, I mean, I did get arrested for shoplifting once, tried to steal a Corrosion of Conformity CD from Blockbuster Music, so they'd probably be like...
You single-handedly put them out of business.
That's right.
Them, Columbia House,
They banned
Sam
me
Goody
from Blockbuster Music for life. Ha! Joke is on you, bitches! You closed.
You walk up to that one in Alaska, they will slap the cuffs on you for trespassing, sir.
No, but they would think that, yeah, old kleptomaniac Farah is back. 20 years he was in retirement, but the old thief has returned.
For me, it wouldn't be nearly as, I don't know if it'd be nearly as forgivable as what either of you are doing. You know, Ian would just do something for the show. You would steal something. I think I would snap in a restaurant. Like a fast food restaurant. That's like I'm going. I you know, if they were to, if we had a tarot card reader in front of us, and there was like, ooh, I see a Big Mac, I see a broken Sunday machine, and I see a man having a mild heart attack. That would be me.
And then the last one they flip over is a sweaty Mahoney with a Tommy Bahama shirt with three buttons ripped open, holding one of those plastic trays down by his side, just gasping for air. Meanwhile, there's some 63-year-old dude in the corner bleeding from his forehead.
I'm going for the danger wet surface sign.
Ah, oh, little, those are even better.
A little bit more length.
And you get the clack.
Yeah. Well, and you can shoot it out. Because, you know, when it turns on the hinge.
And it's probably not even assault because you're like, I warned you.
Yeah.
I warned you, you're going to fall down.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Look, I want to get rid of war. That doesn't mean I want to talk politics here or anything, but I just want you guys to think of alternatives to war that we could use to settle our differences with other countries.
Message deleted.
Hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, that'd be good. There were many years where America was not the top dog hot dog eating contest. Till the real American hero came.
That's right.
Came to the shores of New Jersey or wherever the
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
But there's always a clear winner in a hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
There is no collateral.
Actually, there was a tie one time.
Was there?
Have you watched the 30 for 30?
No. Have you?
I haven't seen it yet. I want to.
On July 4th. Like, on July 4th, they aired.
You spent your holiday watching?
It was so good. It was so,
a 30 for 30 on competitive hot dog eaters?
It was Joey Chestnut versus Kobayashi. It was so interesting. I mean, and also disgusting, but also very interesting to see like how the evolution of the, you know, the sport has grown and the people behind it. You know, you feel it's a real emotional roller coaster. Kobayashi, he loses his mom and oh my God, he's devastated and I was crying.
Did that help or did that make it?
No.
Didn't?
No.
It threw him off his game?
It hurt. And that's what really gave Joey Chestnut, you know, that initial,
have we explored whether or not Joey Chestnut is responsible?
Yeah. Was he involved? In
I don't, I don't think he was.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you pretty sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Did she die by choking on a bratwurst?
They did not. But there was a point where they were tied one time, and it did not. And it was controversial. That's all I'm saying. You know, I don't know if that's definitive, Dave.
Joey Chestnut killed Kobayashi's mother.
Oh my God! Now you're going to go to jail for slander.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's a very good 20 or 30 for 30. Watch it. I promise you.
Don't.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
A dreary Tuesday morning here in Las Vegas. Maybe you need a little something else other than just coffee to get you fired up this morning. And we have got just the thing, Mahoney. It's wise words from the web.
It's been too long, Dave, since we've had our morning dose of motivation from some of the most mediocre.
I wouldn't even say mediocre. I mean, these are hack life coaches.
Okay. Fair enough. All these
calling
people
them life coaches is even a stretch. They're just people with Instagrams that think that they're motivating others, and really, they're just being obnoxious.
They're not even posting their own memes, their own inspirational memes.
No.
You're stealing other people's inspirational memes. You're stealing inspiration.
But in this case, they do their best to try to get us fired up on a Tuesday morning. Let's see if it works. This is Wise Words from the Web.
It's time to get motivated. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Wise Words from the Web.
Can't stop. You can't stop trying. If you stop trying, you're dumb. So like, never stop trying. Soon you'll make it. You'll make it to where I am. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. They don't just hand out these Carl's Jr. coupons for free, all right? You gotta grind for this, dog. Pardon my French.
Are you sad? Are you a little lonely? Do you feel like the whole world's against you? Get you some self-esteem. It works wonders. Self-esteem is a key component to a good sex life, a happy life. Self-esteem is also brought to you by Crown Royal Vanilla. You are the only sumbitch in this world you should care about. It don't make a damn who likes your who don't. I mean, if you love yourself, other people's going to love you, too. I love you, by God. And you got to have your Miller High Life. I love y'all, baby. Stay classy.
Are you depressed? Do you find that you become depressed sometimes? Do you find that you're depressing your energy? Do you find that everything that you know you are on the inside, sexual and sexy and hungry and happy and angry and sad, all those things don't count, they don't matter. You've got to put them away so you depress them. I've been depressed for the past several days. I've been teaching workshops. I've been building businesses and watching children and doing all the that I have to do and never letting out all the sexual synergy and hunger and anger and frustration and yelling and eating and breathing.
That was another motivating edition of Dave and Mahoney's Wise Words from the Web.
Oh, my God.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You motivated yet?
I'm so confused.
I'm something. Yeah, I don't know.
Confused, aroused, all the above. Why not?
It worked.
Sure.
Thank you, Internet. Thank you.
Nick Cage alert. Nick Cage alert. Nick Cage alert.
It's Cage.
I just acquired 2 King Cobras.
Or Stage.
Vince is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Vince? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? Long good. Time no talk.
It's good to hear you again, and I've got a simple question for you. I think I know the answer to this.
What's that?
Are you a big Nicolas Cage fan?
Hey, who isn't?
Come right, on. Right.
This isn't Vince Neil, right?
Yes, I actually did.
No. You didn't know. The other Vince.
Okay.
The other one.
Just making sure.
All
just
right.
Making sure it's not the guy who is a giant piece of crap.
All right, no, so Vince.
No, well, I am, but not that one.
Okay.
I like your honesty. All right, so I've got facts for you that either are from Nicolas Cage's real life or a plot line from one of his movies. Your job is just to detect which is which. I've got a total of 5 facts. You're trying to get 3 out of the 5, okay?
All right, hit me.
All right. Fact number 1 about Nicolas Cage. He once believed that God told him to go to Pakistan to capture Osama bin Laden. Is that something from his real life? Is that Nicolas Cage? Or is that something from one of his movies? Is that The Stage?
You know, I think that's Cage and Stage. Isn't that based off a true story?
Well, what is your answer?
A final answer.
You can't play
is,
both sides, my friend.
Cage.
Cage, unfortunately, is incorrect on that one.
Is that Lord of War?
It does sound a lot like something that would happen in Nicolas Cage's life. However, it is Army of One.
Check out the accent in this clip.
That came out in 2016.
Oh, you passed with an accent.
It really wasn't that long ago. I've never even heard of this.
They're botching up the plan to get Bin Laden.
Hey, buddy. You think you could do a better job over there? Is that what you're saying?
Quick contest, Semper Fi. Let's throw this knife across the room over to that dartboard.
Wow.
Pretty good. Sometimes when people get close to the bullseye, they get a little cocky. Sure hope that isn't going to be your problem. Oh!
Ah! Damn it! Gary, not again!
Wow, that sounds terrible.
Yes.
Wow.
What?
Do we have any idea what the rating was for that on Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh, I believe it is quite low.
Army of One from 2016 starring Nicolas Cage.
It's based on a true story.
It's is that why the interesting accent that we're hearing
yes,
there?
Yes, yes.
Army of One, tomato meter at 25% fresh. The audience score also at 25% fresh, but only 12 critics took time to review it. Russell Brand's the other actor in there, and only 543 user reviews. So not his most critically received work, I will say.
Under the radar.
All right, here we go. On to number 2. He got a true look at the dynamic of society after he elected to get multiple teeth removed and walked around in bandages after the procedure. He was laughed at and he was mocked, but he said ultimately it helped him. Is that something in Nicolas Cage's real life? Is that Cage or a plot line from one of his movies? Is it Stage?
I'm going to say Stage.
Stage, unfortunately, is incorrect. Oops. That is absolutely something that happened in his real life.
Yeah. I would walk around outside with these bandages on my face, with these 2 missing teeth. And the way people would look at me,
I'll never forget it. I learned so much about society. There was cruelty, there was laughter, there was mocking. It was extraordinary.
All right, so we've got three left, and you have to get all three correct, okay?
All right, I was just playing around. Let's do this.
You're creating drama, much yes. like the man who we are honoring today in Cage to Stage.
So this one is, I think, pretty easy for you. He was once forced to travel via plane with a group of notorious prison inmates and almost lost his life when the plane crashed on the Las Vegas Strip.
Yes, I read about that.
Yeah. I saw that in the Review
is that
Journal.
Caged or staged?
That was back in like 97, I think.
Roughly.
Yeah, I was saying. Wow. That was Con Air, baby. Con Air is correct, yes.
You don't got a clip from Con Air?
There's a clip. There's a clip in there.
Put the bunny in the box?
No, not the cliche one, man.
What, you mean the best line from the movie?
That's not the best line in the movie, in my opinion.
It's up there, but here, let's have a listen to some Con Air since Mahoney requested it.
What you looking at, punk?
Nothing, I was just admiring your cage. Fits you pretty good.
That's a good line.
Just the world's greatest thespian.
So great.
Oh, I mean, just that southern accent. I felt like I was in Alabama. I was transported, taken away down to the shores of Bama.
While in Transylvania, Nicolas Cage stayed the night at the infamous Dracula Castle to, quote, channel its energy. Is that cage or stage?
Oh, that's definitely Cage.
That is correct, yes.
All right.
I don't have any audio of that because I don't think there's any audio of that. But you are now 2-for-2, one more to go. You can get the victory right here if you get this last one correct, okay?
Let's do it.
In Japan, there's something called Sankyo's Pachinko. It is an arcade gambling game which has many fans, and he took the role as spokesman for this brand and created several surreal commercials. Was that Nicolas Cage's real life? Was that Cage? Or a plot line from one of his great films? Was it stage? For the win.
I'm going to have to say Cage on this one.
Damn it, Vince, you're right.
Do we have any examples of his?
Of course I do.
Yes.
I'm Nicolas Cage, and this is a song for you.
My favorite things, my favorite things. Blue jeans, see a red-haired girl. Sweet peanut butter, a slow-burning candle. Cup of tea and a good book. The Dance of the Reindeer, and also Pachinko. Yeah, Pachinko. Pachinko was yo.
I'm sold.
I don't even know where they're selling. I'm buying. Take the money.
Is there anything this guy can't do?
take my money and take me.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand.
This is a nice little story to get things going for today's Redneck Report.
What's that, Dave?
Takes us down to Florida. There's a couple of people that are on one of those little dolphin cruises, you know? You go out in Florida, you want to see some dolphins.
See some pods of dolphins.
Yeah, some
swimming. Innocent
family fun. It's good for everyone.
Probably went on like a Disney cruise or something like that.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Nice little family excursion.
Well, that's exactly what it was. It was a family excursion until 58-year-old Lisa Ann Mattinson showed up and started grabbing another lady's buttocks on two different occasions.
Can't do that, Lisa.
And she was heard saying, oh, it's curved and nice. And when her husband asked the 58-year-old drunk Lisa Ann to stop, she said, you should go back to the country you came from.
So nothing like a little bit of slight sexual assault and...
flagrant racism. Yeah. Yes, wonderful.
Okay.
After being handcuffed, she told police that she didn't remember anything and that she didn't know why she was being arrested. She faces one misdemeanor count, a battery charge, but while she was grabbing the mother's butt in front of the husband and their child, she said, I do ya.
Oh, my goodness.
Lisa Ann. Oh, Lisa Ann.
You gotta just get your life together. Also, wouldn't you be more surprised, like, if you're surprised, like, oh, it's nice and curved. Like, wouldn't you be more surprised if it was, like, just, like, flat as a wall? Like,
yes.
I'd be like, what's
happening here?
How is this possible? This is defying the laws of physics or astrophysics.
So this is one of the worst that I've seen as far as a beach mishap goes.
What happened?
There's footage of a beachgoer in a rather skimpy swimsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows him walking up to pet a wild horse on a beach in Maryland.
Oh, him?
Who knows?
Yes. Him and a skimpy.
Him and a skimpy. Yeah, like a Speedo, basically.
Like a banana hammock.
Banana hammock. Who knows that there's beaches in Maryland that have wild horses on it, but sure enough.
Also, wild horses, you know, I mean, have you not heard all the songs about wild horses, first and foremost?
Yes.
You know, I forget who sings that.
You too?
Bishop Briggs?
Bishop Briggs.
Oh, Bishop Briggs.
Rolling Stones?
That's what I'm thinking of. But also, the video that has... The worst thing I've ever seen on the internet is a horse biting a random guy's arm.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible. But this is not a bite that happens.
What happens?
This guy walks up to pet the wild horse.
Uh-huh.
And it instantly just kicks him right in the ding-a-ling. I mean, just whops
right
him
there.
Right in the schmeckle.
Oh, it's so bad. Whop.
Well, I mean, obviously that horse has some thoughts on his attire and was letting his thoughts be known.
The incident occurred on Assateague Island, which is located off the coast of Maryland. It has not been reported the man was injured in the incident, although the footage showed him falling to the ground in pain.
I think he was definitely injured.
The horses on Assateague Island are famous among locals and travelers. It's unclear exactly how they ended up on the island. There's 300 horses on the island that have become popular amongst visitors because, of course, they have. Local authorities advise beachgoers not to pet or touch the horses. Last year, a beach lifeguard was kicked twice by one of the horses and received several injuries.
Yeah, where would you rather be kicked, though? Like if you had to pick out of the three, in the head, square in the chest, or in the ding-a-ling?
Oh, in the chest, for sure.
Chest.
Yeah. But you don't think that's going to, like, concave everything in? I think the junk is the worst.
Yeah.
The head.
But the head, no, too much can go.
But you may die, but you might not feel it. You might just be out. It's like a blow for Mike Tyson. You know? But, don't pet wild horses. Don't pet wild horses. Pro tip.
So a Georgia woman was in custody after the owner of a McDonald's in Garden City says she fired a gun inside of the restaurant. The restaurant owner says a woman left with her order, then came back saying the fries were cold. According to the owner, the manager went to get new fries. A woman went into the kitchen and fired a shot into the floor. The owner says he gave the woman a refund and she left. Wait, so this chick walks into your kitchen, she squeezes off a shot, and you still give her a refund, hot fries, and she leaves?
Sounds like great customer service to me.
Right? Wow.
But
cops arrived at the scene at 2:45 p.m. Tuesday, learned the woman had taken off, so they stopped her car, took her into custody with that incident.
One of the things, though, that always baffles me about fast food restaurants, how do you have cold fries? How does that happen? Like, how physically?
I mean, because they come out of the fryer, then they get dumped underneath the heat lamp. How do they go cold?
But even then, if I'm
You know what happens? Somebody puts in a little cardboard thing too soon and leaves them sitting there.
But let's just say, I mean, lunchtime, when it's busy at one of these places, you know, there's six cars in line. How do I still get, sort of cold fries when there's six cars in front of me? What are you doing with the fry assembly? I'm not saying what this woman did was right, but I understand. But I understand. 2:45 in the afternoon.
All right.
I mean, I probably would have gone up rather than down as far as firing off around, because I feel like you fire it down, it's bouncing around.
A lot of metal in there.
Your feet are down there.
Yeah.
You shoot yourself in the foot. That's going to be
so. A driver in a clown mask holding a prop chainsaw was arrested by police after a chase ends on the beach. Authorities on Sunday released the identity of a Santa Ana man in a clown mask who allegedly was brandishing a prop chainsaw and hanging out of the sunroof of a car while leading the California Highway Patrol on a pursuit to Venice Beach. Damick A. Disdier was booked on suspicion of, that's his name, I guess.
Yes.
Damick A. Disdier was booked on suspicion of felony evading police. The pursuit began shortly before 3 p.m. on Saturday. Witnesses called the CHP after reportedly seeing a black BMW sedan driving at 2 to 3 miles per hour in the fast lane.
Why is it always a BMW driver? It always has to be a BMW.
Video showed the man was wearing a clown mask and a green wig. Officers quickly caught up to him because he was barely moving and tried to pull him over, but the driver fled. During the time, the driver climbed onto the roof of the BMW. The car came to a stop on Oceanfront Walk. Driver got out, ran around onto the beach, and was captured nearby as a crowd gathered. Of course, all filming.
Are we sure this wasn't some sort of performance art? Like maybe Corey Taylor's trying to restart his Slipknot career?
Yeah.
You know, maybe this is a teaser trailer for the new album that's coming out?
I have some audio. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, there's audio.
Oh, yeah.
Highway Patrol saying that person got on the roof of the car with that chainsaw. Here goes the sunroof, and here goes the guy out the window. He's standing. Now he's sitting. Now he puts his feet up, comes out of the sunroof, turns around, gestures to the California Highway Patrol officers, and then sits down like he's enjoying the ride. He's hanging a U-turn. No, he's going to get out. And now he's going to run. A lot of people here on the boardwalk don't know what's going on. People turning around. We don't know if this guy is armed as the guy continues to go towards the beach. He's going to help bury this guy in the sand. unbelievable. California Highway Patrol with the taser going down on the ground. You can see the crowd starting to gather. All these people had no idea what was going on.
That was crazy. I couldn't believe that. At first we thought it was somebody was drowning. Yeah, it was scary.
So you heard the part there with he's going to stop and help bury this guy in the sand. The part of the story that's really important is that this dude has a prop chainsaw. He's wearing the clown mask and the hair. And there's somebody just innocently on the beach being buried in the sand by their friends or their kids or whoever it was. And he stops and starts helping.
That's nice.
He's having a good time.
I want to hear that helicopter play-by-play guy do some football, man. He's 1,000 times better than Joe Buck.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Creepy-ass beard, Joe Buck.
Stop hating on Joe Buck, man.
Shave your stupid face, Joe Buck.
Joe Buck's the man. You back off.
Nut hugger.
Trying to get a gig, man. What's up, Joe?
No! Why did you do that? Why? Why did you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. This is the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
All of these stories that you're about to hear, these reviews are absolutely legit. They come to us from Yelp and other popular review sites, and all of them are based on the 5-star rating system. And all of them feature women named Karen.
You and I have worked in the service industry, and we have many friends who work in the service industry, and Yelp can make or break restaurants. And these Karens wield that power of the review on Yelp, sometimes a little too dangerously.
First one is Chuck E. Cheese from Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
4.5 out of 5 stars, which kind of surprised me.
Surprising.
Glydia C. said, took my 6-year-old nephew here for the weekend, and it was more fun than I could have imagined.
Seems like a nice review.
Played everything we wanted on a 30-minute unlimited play card. Oh, it was nice. Great. Yeah. Benicourt E. said, 5 out of 5 stars. I really like this place at first sight. I thought it might be a little bit of a mess and possibly disorganized, but to my surprise, it's not. It's great. The workers kept the place up. Very helpful for anything that you need them for.
Well-run Chuck E. Cheese, you know. It's a magical place for children.
And then Karen Y. comes in. 1 out of 5 stars. This place feels disturbing, like a casino for kids. It teaches kids a skewed value of money before they really know the concept. For example, they have the machine in the back they use for birthday parties in which kids get in there and tickets fly around like you're supposed to grab them. That reminds me of the game that shows up where people get in that are contestants that throws money around and you have to try to grab it like a poor person. When you do get a few tickets from some of the games and you look at the store, you realize you don't have enough money for the thing that you really want. Again, not good. I'm not poor.
We get it, Karen. You're not poor. But what did you think Chuck E. Cheese was?
It's a stupid carnival place, yeah, man.
You get tickets, you buy some cheap tchotchke, and you move on with your life. You maybe eat some pizza, and if you're lucky, you get the 2 maximum pitchers of beer.
Yes.
And enjoy the rest of your day.
All the way to the other side of the country. From Los Angeles, we go to Memoir Boston, which is a nightclub in Boston, Massachusetts. 5 out of 5 stars. So very strong reviews for Memoir in Boston.
It's called Memoir?
Memoir. Yes.
Okay.
Trammy N, 5 out of 5 stars. I came during opening weekend, and it was one of the best nights I've ever had. Venue amazing. Not like any other club in Boston.
Okay. Nice review.
Mark T, 5 out of 5 stars. An amazing experience. The lights, the music, the ambience all together make for a memorable night. Karen, 1 out of 5 stars. Wanted to try this place out because it was new. Let's just say they are not what they advertise. Loud music that makes it tough to hear anything else? Check. I know it was 11 p.m. on a Saturday, but why would they make it tough to talk to anyone? Let's not forget, they have a cover charge.
Whoa.
Seriously, $5? Give me a break!
Oh, God! Oh, God!
That's a lot of money. I also tried to request a song from the DJ, but I guess George Michael isn't, quote, cool enough for this place. I'll take my money elsewhere.
Oh, damn it, Aaron! $5 cover charge in Boston?
I'm sure that Memoir is devastated that you're taking your money elsewhere when you say a $5 cover charge is a lot of money.
Did you at least slip the DJ some money for your request? And also, what George Michael song? Was it Wham? Because if it was from Wham and he didn't play, I'm with you, Karen. 1 out of 5 stars.
All the way back to the other side of the country. This one is for San Quentin State Prison. Not joking. Nope. 3 out of 5 stars, which overall, not terrible for a prison.
For a prison? Yeah. That's, I mean, anything over a 1 has got to be good, right?
Yes.
For as far as a prison goes.
Ricky C. said 5 out of 5 stars. I love this place. That's not a joke. I've been there to see my friend at least 5 times, and thus far, if you're friendly to the staff, they are friendly right back.
Okay, you get what you get.
That's right. Gregory T., I think there may be a little bit of a parody in this one. 5 out of 5 stars. San Quentin State Prison offers you an ideal community nestled with towering trees and lush green lawns, surrounded by breathtaking mountain scenery and stunning views of the San Francisco Bay Area. You are enticed by the concrete-lined drive and welcomed into the charming neighborhood of spacious colonial-style prison cells.
Mm. I mean, it sounds like a place I definitely want to go.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That sounds like a bed and breakfast I want to go hang out at.
Yeah,
you know?
Well,
I
mean, you probably can. And finally, Karen R. comes in.
Oh, no.
1 out of 5 stars. This place has a very rude staff. I came in before in some white pants that wasn't even tight, and the guy told me I had to turn around. If you want to check me out, honey, just say so. I went before with my grandma and my 2 children. They started talking smart and rude, telling me that I had to cancel my visit. It pissed me off because I refused to let anyone talk to me stupid. So what I say in my wrote-out statement, worst prison ever.
1 star.
1 star.
In my wrote-out statement.
Wrote-out?
Yes. Wrote-out statement.
Yes. Where'd you ride to? Do they have horses there, too? I mean, you've got that beautiful scenery.
Nice sex, yeah. And finally, this one comes to us from an AutoZone in Connecticut.
Okay.
Joe M., 5 out of 5 stars, stores a large selection of automotive accessories and parts that you could ever possibly need, and they can order any part that you need as well.
What was the overall rating for this auto?
4.5 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's strong. Solid. I mean, where they come out there, they check your battery, they'll run a little diagnostic tool for it. Mm, thank you, AutoZone.
This one's just from TT. 5 out of 5 stars. Excellent staff. Very helpful. Very friendly. Amazing experience. I know that there's good customer service. Hit or miss at other places. This place always great.
How do you spell that? Is it just T?
TT.
T?
Two letters.
Like an Audi TT?
No. Well, yeah, I guess. Sure. Okay. Yeah,
I wasn't
sure
if it was like T-I-T-I maybe another spelling. just check it.
And then Karen K. The name of the store is AutoZone. Auto is the key word. I'm sorry that I walked in expecting them to sell cars. I was in the market, and it was the first place that I thought of. I walked in, and Jared was not kind to me at all. I asked him where the lot was, and he laughed at me. Maybe you should name your store Auto Parts instead, you a-holes.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
God, I love Karen so much.
They're all so different, yet all so the same.
That was another installment of the Karen Chronicles.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the Las Vegas airport can handle 10 million more passengers, according to officials, because there's been talk about the possibility of needing another airport here in Las Vegas, considering that more and more passengers continue to show up. But they're saying if there is going to be another 10 million passengers going through McCarran, which is possible, the area is going to need another 300,000 hotel rooms, which is kind of ridiculous to think that we would have a shortage of hotel rooms.
Yeah, that would be absolutely insane. They were talking about building a new airport south of like the M, in that area between the M and out in State Line, somewhere around there, just because there's a lot of land out there that they could build a massive airport.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're still a long way away from that. The fact that we need another 300,000 rooms here in the city to support another 10 million people.
It's pretty wild, right? But I mean, if you go, when's the last time that you went through McCarran in Terminal 3? Have you ever flown through Terminal 3?
It's always empty.
It's always just a ghost town.
It's always
empty.
Anytime I fly like to Minnesota or something like that.
If you fly on United, like United's always out of Terminal 3. Yeah.
I think Frontier's out of there too.
Oh boy.
And that was,
JetBlue's out of there, yeah.
You know how I feel about Frontier. Any airline but Frontier.
Oh, really? You're cool with Spirit, but not
100%,
Frontier.
100% okay with Spirit. You are a Spirit elitist. We don't need
I'm
to get
into this. I'm not a Spirit elitist.
You are.
You buy first class on Spirit.
That's right, I do.
Which is ridiculous.
I treat myself. I get more leg room. It's a better ride for me.
I just imagine that you're listening to like Fergie's First Class. I don't know if you ever heard that song, like flying first class in the sky while you're like sitting first class.
No,
in Spirit
I'm sitting next to Vanna White, me and Nelly.
Yeah.
First class, Spirit Airlines next to Vanna White.
So Mahoney's calling shenanigans on this. He doesn't think it actually happened, but I mean, it did. Developer Jim Rhodes, who developed Rhodes Ranch, of course, has sold his Las Vegas mega mansion for $16 million to a mystery buyer.
Has he?
Yeah.
Has he?
Yes.
It is a two. Yeah, it happened.
Really?
It's a, you can't really lie about that. I mean,
no, you can sell it, but here's the thing: that house is not worth $16 million anywhere close to it.
If you want to look it up, because where exactly is? Does anyone know?
It's right off the 215. It's that one big monstrosity that you, if you go past
215, or what?
Like Sunset and Durango, you go around the curve, the Durango curve there on the 215. If you're going, you know, west,
is it in Spanish?
Yeah, it's in Spanish Hills.
It's in Spanish Hills. Okay, all right.
Like dropping 215.
So if you want to look it up, 5212 Spanish Heights Drive.
It's a beautiful
and it's
house.
$16 million,
but it's not a $16 million house.
It's it is if it's sold for $16 million.
Yeah, just like certain properties down in Florida sold for were bought for $30 million, then sold for $150 million. To me, this seems interesting considering how long that sat on the market. The fact that the marketing that, you know, these mega mansions that are in L.A. and New York are slowing down monstrously.
But I mean, there's also a ton of new money coming into the city, right? So I mean, the story from earlier. Last week, rather, is Bill Foley, the owner of the Golden Knights, sold his first mansion here in Vegas for a little over $8 million. Maybe he bought it. Maybe, well, I guess Al Davis is building a custom house, I think, in the Ridges or something like that. But this is a 20,000-square-foot house. I mean, with all the Raiders coming to town and everything else, it doesn't really seem that ridiculous.
Al Davis is building a house?
Al Davis is building... You know what I mean? Mark Davis.
It's like that's pretty, if you could build a house and bring it back to life, yeah, that would be pretty amazing.
It features a 20,000-square-foot main house as well as a casita and a pool house. Has an infinity edge pool, copper accented roof lines, stone flooring. I mean, it's an impressive space, but they're saying $16 million is the price.
And they're saying
that
sold for $16 million. Yep. Okay. All right.
Ian, do you believe this? Being a millennial, Las Vegas among the cheapest places to live for millennials.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, to determine the 50 most affordable cities. Sure it is.
I find it to be very affordable.
They analyzed over 700 cities with at least 50,000 residents and a millennial population of 21.6% or greater. Factors include the three-year challenge in each city's millennial population, the overall cost of living, the median monthly rent index, and the median homeless price. Southern Las Vegas came in just short of number one at number three, even though the enterprise area in Southern Las Vegas had a cost of living that's 26.2% above the national average. The city has the fifth largest percentage of millennial age residents at 28.6% of the population.
This sounds like they're just cherry picking stats. Yes, Las Vegas compared to living almost anywhere in California along the coast area. You know, just as long as you're not living in inland, you know, you're living in Riverside. But even Riverside's, you know, about the same as Las Vegas.
Well, of course, you're not going to find anywhere in California that checks this box.
But you're saying compare this to like a place, go to Cincinnati. You can live like a king in Cincinnati compared to...
This is 700 cities with residents of 50,000 or more. Yeah. So there's a bunch of actually relatively small towns.
So when you say the price, the national average, Las Vegas is 26% higher than the national average, how does that translate differently for millennials?
I mean, I just gave you the how it works, man. I just gave you the math and you weren't listening.
It's garbage.
You're just disagreeing.
This is a fake... God, this is more fake news, Farrah.
It is not fake news.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Ask how many millennials do you know who feel like this is a cheap city to live in?
Ian?
Mahoney? You're a millennial, right?
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Mahoney. You have basically no skills, and you live like a king in Las Vegas.
I have all the skills.
You don't have any skills.
All the skills.
And you live like a king.
And I only have
you
one house. If I live like a king, I would have a compound.
You wear $200 shirts and drive a maroon Toyota Avalon.
I paid $50 for this shirt.
Oh. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is 100% imported silk, though.
What are those buttons made out of?
I mean, tears of, of, you know, whoever's making them.
They're teak wood.
Yeah.
They're imported teak wood buttons on your shirt.
Hand whittled.
Again.
You
do a local radio show where you make
dick jokes. If it's cheap, how am I broke? How am I broke? Explain me that.
You spend your money poorly, okay?
Bad habits learned as a young man. Need to learn how
to save. It's
actually
pretty good for millennials here.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I know you guys get up on stage and announce bands in front of large groups of people, and I just want to know how you do it, because I have a huge fear of speaking in front of crowds, big crowds, little crowds, any crowds. And I can't fathom you guys doing it in front of those crowds so many times a year. If there's any little trick, anything that you can just pass along to let me know how you guys do it, I would appreciate it.
Message deleted.
Yep, best piece of advice. that I could give you on getting up in front of a crowd and announcing a band is that nobody gives a damn about what you're about to say or do.
Yeah.
Make it snappy, say your piece, get out of there.
And if you're worried about crowds, one of the things that I still remember from my public speaking class I took in high school from Mr. Neuenbaum.
Mr. Neuenbaum.
Mr. Neuenbaum.
Well, I wonder what he's doing
Dave
today.
Dave Neuenbaum. One of the things he taught me was that talk to just a person in the very back of the room. One person.
Just look at him. Also, if you want to take things to the next level, what you always see celebrities do is when they walk out, they'll pretend like they see somebody they know in the crowd.
Oh, you always point.
There is nobody there. They're not pointing at anyone in particular.
No.
They're just acting like, hey, there's my friends. They're there.
Just because walking out on a stage is awkward, especially if you're just the only one. If you're coming out with a band, that's one thing. But if you're going to do a presentation or something like that, but the point.
The politicians do it too.
But there's just like little thumbs up.
They always give that little short thumbs up.
But there's just like it's so robotic and they look like androids. They might be androids.
Let's reprogram them all.
Yeah.
Please hit reset after the tone.
Hey guys, I was visiting my friend the other day. He works retail. And so I was hanging out around the store just chatting with him. He was getting a little caught up with his work, so I got bored. And it occurred to me, you know what, I should probably go home and do something productive anyway. So I'm at home, and then I get a call from my friend, and he tells me that Mike Tyson stopped in. So I'm completely baffled and frustrated and upset that this surge of motivation struck me to get stuff done, because if I just stuck around, I could have met Mike Tyson.
Message deleted.
You missed out, man. Mike Tyson's awesome. We've had him on the show a couple of times over the years, and total icon from our youth. You know, Mike Tyson, just the baddest man on the planet for years and years and years. And yeah, obviously went through some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But has bounced back in such a cool way. Huge fan of Mike Tyson. And yeah, he is everything that he's cracked up to be.
There are very few people who I feel starstruck around, especially I don't think as we become an adult, like because we become just so jaded to everything else. But Mike Tyson was such a bigger than life personality back when we were kids. I mean, when it came to superstar athletes, there was nobody scarier than Mike Tyson.
Right.
Sure, you had, you know, even Jose Canseco back in the day when he was knocking home runs left and right. But Jose was never scary. You look at guys like Wayne Gretzky. Amazing. Probably the best.
The great one. Yes.
The great. Greatest athlete of all time, probably, but still not nearly as inspiring as somebody like Mike Tyson, who could sleep somebody with just half a punch. You know, like, so meeting him was truly, as far as, you know, people in radio that lived up to the expectation, that was the dude.
Mike Tyson was the guy.
So, yeah, you
missed out.
Yeah, you totally missed out. Go see his show at MGM, though, if he ever brings that back.
Yeah. So it's like a one-man show where he's basically up on stage and taking questions and talking about his life. And, you know, they have this big kind of like slideshow while he's talking about all the moments that have happened to him over the years. Profoundly honest and open and articulate, though.
Do you think that we will ever see a heavyweight champion as iconic as Mike Tyson?
No, it's different. Because it was a different time.
Well, you had some giants in that field, and Ali and Frazier and Lewis, and then we saw Tyson and even all those guys now. But like right now, we are living in a weird heavyweight world with Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, and we would say Anthony Joshua, but he just got knocked out by Ruiz, who I love, by the way.
Ruiz, hilarious.
They had him on the broadcast
for the
Pacquiao fight. He's just happy to be there.
Yeah.
It's great.
Like, this shouldn't be happening to me.
But do you think Deontay Wilder, if he keeps up his streak, because he's knocking guys dead left and right,
nobody will have that same thing that Mike Tyson did. It's much like when you talk about music. There will never be another Beatles. There will never be another Elvis. It's just like everything moves too fast. You know, if you can find a really special talent, like say a Conor McGregor at promoting. Unfortunately, Conor's not very good at fighting. but yeah, if you can find somebody like that, they have the ability to sort of transcend. But even Conor is nowhere near. It's like
he's in the sunset of his career. Anyway.
Right. Like even now, it's like, you know, he's had like a blip, but it's not like this a couple of decades of legacy like Mike Tyson did, you know?
I mean,
we'll never get that again.
And no punch out. No punch out.
Ain't nobody getting another punch out.
No.
Ain't nobody.
Nobody.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just think all professional sports would be better if we let the athletes drink during the games. Like, there isn't anything more entertaining than watching a drunk person attempt anything physical.
Message deleted.
Oh boy!
I see, agree.
I feel like guys who are playing rugby are the
pretty
type,
pretty
who,
drunk.
Who would slam a ginger beer in, you know, hockey in seems makers like in between rounds.
A pretty good chance that some hockey players have been out there on the ice pretty drunk.
Yeah,
you fill up one of those Gatorade bottles with some 5150.
Who was the pitcher who pitched a no hitter on LSD? Do you remember?
Did he play for San Diego?
Yeah,
I've seen that documentary.
Doc Ellis. He played for the Pirates.
Oh, played for the Pirates. Oh, jeez, yeah, so but still.
Do you think they called him Doc LSD after that?
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So prosecutors yesterday announced that they will not file criminal charges against soccer superstar Ronaldo.
Really?
Over these sexual assault charges from 10 years ago, 2009. It was reported that there was a girl that had filed a case against Ronaldo. Mm-hmm. But what was interesting about it is that, you know, this happened 10 years ago. It was at the Palms at old Rain nightclub.
Yep.
They had some sort of interaction, and she claims that they went back to a hotel room, and that's when he got aggressive and something happened that she didn't want to happen. Well, ended up she got an attorney because when the cops talked to her, she wouldn't say who he was,
and
she wouldn't say exactly what happened or where it happened. And so that's what made things tricky for the cops at the time to try to figure out what was going on, is that she didn't want to say who it was. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she lawyered up, and he obviously has plenty of attorneys at his disposal, and they came to a settlement in 2010 where his lawyers paid her $375,000. Turns out she says, I want to give that money back because I want to put it out there that Ronaldo was the one that did this to me. Now, why she changed her mind after all this time, nobody really knows, but the cops basically said, it's been a decade. We don't really know what we can do about it at this point because you wouldn't identify who it was. And so even when it came to like forensics and everything else, we weren't able to trace it down.
It comes down to a he said, she said thing, and there's just not enough evidence to proceed with a criminal case.
A lot of people said, what about this, you know, $375,000? Isn't that an admission of guilt?
No.
Not really. I mean, when you're somebody...
That happens all the time in Hollywood. And I'm not saying Ronaldo is guilty or not guilty because nobody will know unless they were there. But you see celebrities and other people who are high profile in the world of business pay off people just to make something go away, because even the
$375,000 is nothing.
Even at the hint of something like this, it could cost him millions upon millions and millions of dollars. If he did it, he should be in jail. But unfortunately for this case, there is no way to prove whether or not he is guilty or innocent. So
here's the actual quote from the DA's office here in Clark County. The allegations of sexual assault against Cristiano Ronaldo cannot be proven beyond a reasonable doubt, so we will not pursue charges.
The DA won't bring a case to trial if they think that they are going to lose or if there's not enough evidence. So that's that. So, I mean, you're going to have to leave it up to yourself to make a decision on how you feel about that.
When I first saw this headline, it seemed a little bit late, but the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf announced that they are going to be partnering with Friends.
The TV show?
Yeah.
Are they making new episodes that are going to air exclusively at Coffee Bean and wherever that tea place is?
No, actually, it's the 25th anniversary, believe it or not, of Friends. And so they are partnering with them to actually create a coffee, which, of course, the show, much of it took place in a coffee shop.
Yes, it did. Central Perk.
Central Perk Coffee.
Oh, such a witty name.
And so they're going to have a special edition Central Perk Coffee and Central Perk Tea products named after the show's iconic cafe.
But Friends is going off of Netflix, right?
Right, yeah.
So I forget who they're going. What is it, the Universal one that they're going to?
Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah, with the HBO and all of that. They're going to be under that flag. But I can't believe Jennifer Aniston is 50. She looks amazing.
Ooh.
I thought you didn't have a thing for Jennifer
Aniston. No, I don't, but I think she's a bad actress, but I think she looks amazing.
Is she a bad actress?
Yeah,
she's not a bad actress. I'll say this. I watched that last movie with her and Adam Sandler, whatever it was called.
Please tell me you liked it.
I did like it.
Of course you did.
It was good.
No, it's garbage.
You're getting old.
Hold on. Actually, you know how I know I'm getting old?
Yeah.
You see that 2020 new Corvette Stingray?
No.
Dude, Google it real quick. Just Google the 2020 Corvette Stingray.
Let me guess. You think it's cool as hell.
I showed it to Ian the other day. This was, I think this was last Friday when the announcement came out about the brand new Corvette Stingray. And it's being priced not like, it kind of looks like.
Looks like a Ferrari.
Yeah, it looks like a Ferrari, which makes it look pretty cool.
And it just looks like a bootleg Ferrari.
Because you know how much a Ferrari costs? Like, you're paying like $300,000 or $400,000, whereas for that Corvette Stingray, starts at $55,000.
starts at 55.
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Should we get matching ones?
I feel like we should get his and hers.
We'll both back them in right next to each other, everyone.
I mean, I feel like they have, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if I'm getting old or if they, I feel like they just got the styling down.
No. You're wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt.
That is,
you think the Corvette Stingray looks cool. It's time. Just dive on into that pool of the midlife crisis. The water's fine. I've been swimming in it for a while. It's just fine.
Listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
There are lots of ways to get ripped off in this day and age, especially with everyone as connected as they are on the internet. Well, the question that we have for you today is, when is the last time that you were ripped off? Raymond joining us this morning. What's up, Ray?
How's it going?
Good. So what happened to you?
I was renting a house for about 6-7 years. When moving into the house, we put on a deposit, $1,300. And when it was time to move out 2 years ago, we found out the owner of the place actually embezzled the money out to open his own restaurant.
So he didn't get your deposit back when you left?
I did not, and I still have not, even after going to small claims court.
Man, that stinks.
Did you win in small claims court?
I did.
And they still...
It was hard tracking the guy down. I finally found the guy because he closed the restaurant that he used to use the money for. And then he opened a new restaurant. So I actually just found it not too long ago. So I'm going to have to pursue it again.
Go and put like awful restaurant. Yelp reviews.
Yes.
Google reviews.
Hometown Eat. Hometown Eat.
Wow.
We cannot neither confirm nor deny that.
No.
Thanks for the call today, Ray. Good luck to you, man. All right, see you later. So when it comes to getting ripped off, it's bad like when you're out in public, right? Because that happened to me not too long ago. I was coming back from my brother's wedding in Turks and Caicos, and all of a sudden I get a notification from Wells Fargo, and it's like, hey, have you made these charges? This doesn't seem like it's normal activity, and normally that's just me spending money like a boob, and I'm like, yeah, sort of dismissive of it. And then I realized, wait a minute, there's somebody that's withdrawing money from an account in Denver, from an ATM in Denver, out of my account. And somehow they had gotten a hold of my business debit card number.
Which I barely ever use. Yeah, business debit card. Maybe a business credit card.
And but especially never like putting in a PIN for it. Like maybe I would use it for something, you know, to pay for something online.
Are you sure you weren't drunk one night and hit the limit playing roulette?
No, I'm not sure. But
okay.
But the point is, there was somebody that had gotten they'd skimmed the card and they'd made a copy of the card and they'd gotten the PIN number and they were just at an ATM withdrawing money as fast as they could. And then Wells Fargo luckily shut it down. And Wells Fargo, to their credit, they were good about it. They refunded the money and realized it was fraud pretty quick. But you're like, man, it just sucks that somebody can just go into your account and just start, you know, pulling all this money out and there's nothing that you can do about it.
It's just amazing how quickly they could, you know, theoretically ruin your life. I feel like the banks have gotten better in recent years on things like that where they detect fraud and they shut it down quicker. But I remember some stories of people who had their identity stolen and had their cards stolen who still have not got the money back. And it just, you know, if you think you have a certain amount of money in your bank account and it's all of a sudden gone.
The cash is just gone. It takes them how long to get everything sorted out and do their little investigation.
And nobody cares. Like your creditors don't care whether or not your identity got stolen. Your mortgages still due. Your car payments still due. All of that.
So it was bad that somebody was stealing that money. But I actually had somebody steal money from me in my own house.
When did that happen?
It happened just a couple of weeks ago. I'll share it with you next.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So when's the last time that you were ripped off? And are you still mad about it? Maybe it was weeks ago, maybe it was months ago, years ago, and you're still a little miffed about it.
I had a car that took in to get an engine rebuilt.
Ah, yes.
They rebuilt the engine.
That's nice of them.
And did not put oil into the car, and it blew up. Engine seized, and then they refused to fix it. Did not end up paying me. I had to take it to a completely other place, a couple thousand dollars. This is a couple years ago. And I plan on still burning down that shop someday. Just saying. It was 15.
One day.
It was 15 years ago. I'm just going to give myself enough leeway. Not that, you know, this is an admission of guilt or anything.
No, of course not. Yeah.
Not at all.
No.
How about this one? About a month ago, somebody broke into my work truck and stole $3,200 worth of personal tools.
Oh, my God. I hope you had those insured or your insurance covers that. Like, when it's your, like, work tools, awful. But when it's your own personal tools for work, that is somehow even worse.
Joyce on Facebook said lent a friend $60 to get his car out of impound after he had crashed it. Still waiting to get that back, but sure, I'm glad that he is enjoying that table and bottle service at the club that he likes to post on his Instagram stories.
when someone owes you money
and they start talking about the vacation they're going on, you're like, really?
Hey.
Really?
You owe me money, you clown.
Yep.
But also, I feel like sometimes $60... Like, yeah, it's, you know, nobody wants to lose $60, but if you can figure out what kind of a douchebag that person is.
For just 60
for
bucks?
For just 60 bucks, consider yourself lucky.
Chantel, not so lucky. I had a coworker borrow $700 from me to get a car so they could continue to work. They walked off the job a week later with promises of paying me back.
How much? $700?
$700. So in my own house, on my birthday nonetheless.
On your birthday?
On my birthday, had so $500 stolen from me.
How did that happen?
So we were getting some painting done at the house,
okay.
And the guys asked for a deposit of okay. $500
that's
in cash,
normal.
Which is totally
yeah.
normal. And so my wife actually
did they
had
ask
it.
For a cash deposit?
Well, they just asked for a deposit, and we just decided to give them cash.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're like, we'll give them the $500 okay. cash. And my wife had it in the cabinet downstairs that they were going to start working on. Mm-hmm. Like, she just put it in there because obviously everyone was going to be in that room to begin with. And so all the workers come over. There's like three or four of them. And my wife's just taking everyone around to show them like the different places that are getting painted.
Yeah.
Because we're getting a bunch of different cabinets painted.
And nobody, like, trying to paint cabinets yourself.
Total pain in the ass. Way outside of my wheelhouse. I would mess it all up. And so
you want a professional.
So she's downstairs with everyone. They come in, says hello. And this is a guy that we've worked with a number of times. He painted our whole interior of our house mm-hmm. when we first moved into it. Really super trustworthy guy. I love him and his team and the whole bit of it. And so they all walk in, and she walks upstairs with three out of the four guys, leaving just one guy downstairs mm-hmm. in the laundry room where some of those cabinets are that are getting repainted. And he's the one guy that's not a normal guy on their crew. I guess they had called him in to help with the job. Well, she walks back down in the laundry room with everyone else and opens a cabinet and goes, well, that's weird. Where's the money? And they're like, what are you talking about? Well, sure enough, that one guy that was downstairs by himself, I guess, had been opening the cabinets to look at the job,
uh-huh.
saw the $500, straight up swiped it. Just took it. And I have video cameras in my house, not in the laundry room.
Freaky.
A little bit. No, but like right at the front entrance. So you can see this guy when everyone walks back downstairs, quickly walk outside with nothing in his hand, and then walk back inside with nothing in his hand.
Did you send the video to?
Yes, sure did. Yeah.
And are they going to go after him?
I don't know if they're going after
him. That's a felony.
It's $500.
Yeah,
it's $500. But so that's the thing is the guy who we really liked that was running the job, he's like, we'll just consider that paid, which sucks for him.
Yeah. Wow.
And so I mean,
that's great for him to.
Because
even offer that.
Yeah. But we still wanted to hook him up a little bit because it's not his fault.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it was one of his guys in
chose,
a roundabout way. So,
of course.
But luckily, he did the right thing. So we're like, we're not going to go after this guy because the main guy made it right for us.
But and let him go after him.
Yeah, but he should go after him. So I gave him all the videos and everything else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you want to go after this dude.
I still feel like, I don't know,
but in
man,
my house,
on
man,
your
on
birthday, you're a bigger man than me. I would find out where this guy lives.
Yeah, I was about, Dave, give me a name, man. Street Justice. I got this for you, man.
What?
You guys just want to go, I mean.
Yeah, man.
Didn't actually cost me anything. I mean,
on your birthday?
No, but
it cost you
the security. No, Dave, it cost you everything. Security, peace of mind in your own house.
Yeah.
Plus, I just want to beat somebody with like a bar of soap wrapped in a
tube sock.
I was going to say pillowcase.
Tube sock.
Boom. I feel like there's too much elasticity in a tube sock.
Yeah, like it'll bounce back and hit you.
It's like
using nunchucks.
It stretches, you know. Yeah, okay.
This one, like you, Dave, I had some money disappear from my house and let a friend come stay and tried to help him get on his feet. 3 months later, he had to leave without notice after stealing money from my work bag, drinking all of the alcohol he could find, smoking my weed, which is my medication. Destroyed my daughter's compost pit that she'd worked on for 6 months. Oh my God, I'm so glad that he is gone.
How do you destroy a compost bin?
Who does that?
What and why? And why?
You monster.
Like
compost pit?
That is disgusting. I mean, there are, I don't know, man. It's maybe it's because I'm such a wonderful good person.
Yes.
As we all know.
Doubtful.
But isn't it sometimes hard to fathom like even as jaded as we are? Isn't it sometimes hard to fathom that there are people out there
that would do that?
Would do
especially
that.
Especially when you're letting them stay at your house.
Yes.
And you're helping them get back on their feet and they're just going to rob you blind and leave.
Yeah.
It's just terrible, man.
Like, I get the, like, I've never had anything, like, robbed directly from me. I've had some stuff stolen from the radio station over the years that, like, video recorder. You remember when we had those little box video recorders before cell phone cameras were a thing?
Yeah.
Somebody stole that from me, those sons of bitches. But when the first house I lived in, this was in North County, St. Louis, Hazelwood, just outside of Florissant. And we were there and we had, you know, we were 19 years old and there was always people coming over, but it was always traditionally our friends.
Yeah.
But some girls we had come over.
Brought some other dudes?
Brought like two dudes who were thieves.
Yeah.
Stole a bunch of our PlayStation 2 games, our Dreamcast games, and tried to steal a vintage Street Fighter 2 Super Nintendo cartridge.
What? And did you find out who it was?
Oh, we found out who it was before they left.
Did you whoop their ass?
We did not whoop their ass. We cornered them.
They're dead now.
You know, but we did not whoop their ass. Which I still feel like an ass whooping would have been warranted.
Oh yeah.
In that case, you trying to steal Madden 2001 from me?
Speaking
you son of a bitch.
About being young and being at parties, I had a friend that decided that his name was Max. He was like a goofy, just to like give you a mental image, like kind of goofy, like ginger dude who was really bad with the chicks, had gingivitis, you know, like that type of guy. A lot of fun to party with, but
did you call it gingivitis? Also, did you know that gingivitis is contagious?
What? Really?
Oh, yeah. I just found this out last week. Huh. Gingivitis, contagious.
Wow.
Fun fact. So don't make out with somebody with gingivitis. You can get it.
So this, it's somebody with gingivitis, so it's a little less than appealing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Max, gingivitis guy, he decided that he was going to steal the tap off of a keg at a party because you used to be able to, you know, sell those for like $40.
Yeah, make a whole lot of money.
But it ruined the keg party because you just took the only thing that could keep the beer out of the keg.
Yeah.
Well, he grabbed the tap off the keg and took off running with it, and big clumsy Max goes running towards his truck and trips, drops the tap. Quickly, one of the other guys at the party who realized what was going on runs over, grabs the tap, and just hits Max clean across the face with it.
I mean, that is frontier justice at its finest.
Lost three teeth. You thought the gingivitis was bad.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh, man. Got a lot of people who've been ripped off coming in.
Yep. More coming up.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
When is the last time that you were ripped off? You're probably still mad about it, right? Like, if it's the last thing that kind of stuck in your craw.
Oh, yeah.
You're still pissed about it, right?
How do you let it go?
Yeah.
How do you let it go?
X107.5, good morning. Michael, how you doing, man?
Not too bad, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. So what happened?
All right. So me and my girlfriend, we were on our way home from my brother Jake's house and got into a car accident. We both ended up spending the night in jail that night. During that time, we had a roommate living with us. And sure enough, he ripped us off blind, man. I mean, we were bailed out within 24 hours and back home. But when we got home, I had just bought a brand new 60-inch flat screen Vizio. Gone.
Wait,
PlayStation 4.
Sorry. He knew that you were in jail, and so he decided to rip you off?
Oh, yeah.
Just took everything and bailed?
Oh,
like, so a 60-inch TV. What else?
60-inch TV, PlayStation, my girl's cell phone, and stuff like that. He even took some of my clothes.
What a boss move, though. I mean, I mean, as far as timing goes, excellent work. But how did he even know
he
that
was
you were
just waiting for that moment?
How did he know that you were in jail?
Well, whatchamacallit? He had just gotten home, and I had let my brother Richard know. I used my phone call to contact my brother Richard at my house. So Richard went down to the bail bondsman to fill out the paperwork and pay us to get bailed out. And while he was doing that, the house was completely empty.
Wow.
Blind.
Wow.
So where did you lose track of the guy after this? Did he just completely disappear?
Actually, 2 weeks after it happened, he ended up picking up a friend of mine, and that friend told us about it. So we all piled up into the car and we tracked him to the Motel 6 off of Tropicana. And,
yeah.
He was shacking up with a whore.
Oh, God.
And, oh, man. We
with a big TV.
We see him come out of his room, and we huffed it on foot. We chased him down for a good half mile. And then finally the cops show up, and they couldn't, even with all of our stuff on him, they couldn't arrest him because the crime was committed in North Las Vegas.
Oh, man.
And this was in Metro.
But did you but did you whoop that ass?
Oh, man. You have no idea. Yeah,
well, yeah, please tell me he was wearing one of your shirts. Take that shirt off before I beat your ass. Shorts.
He's wearing my shorts.
Oh, no! No way!
Oh, man.
My brother Richard, he chased him down in the car and hit him with the door like Fast and Furious style.
Oh, man. You wow. just got you just got donged by the dick.
Yeah, that went down. He took his backpack and stuff off, found his car key to his room. I sent my brother Richard up there, and sure enough, all of our stuff. Well, some of our stuff, the TVs and some of the PlayStation around, but...
Oh, boy. You live a wild life, Michael. Thanks for the call today, man.
No problem.
Ooh, that was a journey.
He's wearing my shorts. Hear my
cover your ears.
Chris joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Good morning.
Big fan of 21 Pilots?
Yes.
Excellent. They're coming to Las Vegas. We have your chance to win some free tickets for the Bandido Tour, which is going to be over at the MGM on Wednesday, October 30th. Tickets on sale at AXS.com. Your chance to win them by playing this game successfully today. And Ian, we have upped our game in Cover Your Ears, right?
Oh, Dave, these are some of the worst covers we have ever played on Cover Your Ears. Thankfully, with technology, there is a new app out. It's almost like a karaoke social media kind of, social network kind of thing. You can hop on the app, find somebody who wants to sing the song with you, and belt it out to your heart's desire.
Because that needs to exist. Yeah. Whatever,
thank God somebody
exists. But I am very thankful for it, let me tell you.
All right, so these are different songs, renditions that have been done through this app, this virtual karaoke app.
Yes, all of these, okay. Believe it or not.
So, Chris, you're trying to get the artist and the song. If you do that, that's a full point. If you get just the artist or the song, that is a half point. If you get two out of the three correct, you're going to be our winner today, okay?
Okay.
I have 30 seconds of each song. Let the full 30 seconds play out before you make your guess. Here is number one. Best of luck to you.
Oh, a merchant of unpaid things appears in the church corridor, and I can't help. No, I cannot, but you hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding. What a beautiful wedding, says the bridesmaid. And yes, but what a shame. What a shame, the poor groom's bride is a... Our chiming was a haven't people ever heard of. Closing the goddamn door.
I mean, that almost sounds like the original right there. 30 seconds.
I feel like he's here with us right
in
now.
In the room.
Are we even allowed to play that time? We'll see.
All right, Chris, what do you think?
That is Panic at the Disco, and I believe the song name is I Write Sins, Not Tragedies.
Correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
correct.
Full point.
Wow.
Well done. Okay, on the board with one, you can actually win here with the full point on number two. Best of luck. That's 30 seconds right there. I'm surprised you guys don't have any friends in real life to karaoke with. Chris, for the win.
I know that's Green Day, but I'm not sure the name of the song.
It's all right.
It's okay.
We'll give you half point on that. Holiday is the name of the song. Holiday is the name of the song. So point and a half. You're doing great. Just a half point here on this third and final one, and you get the victory today. Best of luck.
I take one life. Your life. I wish I know you'll be in my show. Saying it so,
I will not go
to the like of.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's so bad.
For the win, Chris. What do you got for us?
It's Blink 182.
You got it.
Oh God, that's so good. So bad, it's good.
were they singing with somebody who is in the afterlife? Like,
sing it so.
Yeah, her spirit's in the back.
Congratulations to you, man. Going to see 21 Pilots.
It's Top Stories.
Here's what's making news.
What's the man about to touch the gym, boy?
So posting a negative review online can get you sued. Does that seem ridiculous to you?
That does seem a little bit ridiculous unless there are certain qualifications met. Like if you're just flat out lying, I think, and your intent is to damage a business, I could see how you could be held liable. But what are they talking
so
about
that's
now?
What that's basically what happened. A guy posted a negative review of an animal hospital on Yelp, and weeks later, they sued him for defamation, saying that his statements were false and published maliciously and recklessly. This CBS This Morning got involved and they decided to investigate it. They found that he owed $26,000 in legal bills, more than $20,000, which he earns annually through his Social Security income. And he's not the only person who's been sued. Last year, a New York woman was sued by a doctor for $1 million for posting negative online reviews. A dude in Kansas was sued over a 3-star TripAdvisor review of a theme park. 3 stars is not terrible.
No, it's not.
And a South Carolina woman was sued by a restaurant. She claimed to refuse to honor a coupon. Experts say that lawsuits are designed basically to intimidate, so that way people will take the reviews down.
I agree, but I also think that there should be some responsibility on the part of the sites like TripAdvisor, Yelp, and the others of that ilk, because some of them are just straight up shakedown websites. But if your intent is to lie and fabricate something to hurt somebody, then that is that I think that it's fair for them to go after you. But if you are truthful and you are telling people how you feel and how this interaction went, then I don't think you should be legally held responsible for sharing your opinion, just so long as it's, you know, the things that are fact and not opinion are facts.
So Equifax, speaking of facts, is going to have to pay $650 million in the data breach settlement.
Not enough.
That affected basically every single American.
Yep.
143 million Americans, so everyone that has a Social Security number that is of age to have established credit, basically got affected by it. They got all sorts of personal information, including Social Security numbers. Do you think that in our lifetime that things are going to change as far as how data is protected and just what exactly data is? Because we're all sort of just numbers on a spreadsheet, right? We're all just numbers in a bank account.
Doesn't matter.
It's not physical money anymore. Many times not even physical possessions. All of it's so virtual, but at the same time, it's so hard to protect that.
Well, think about like your retirement, like your 401k, like that could be wiped out tomorrow. And it's not like you're checking it every single day of your life. These companies like Equifax that are in charge, if you have the responsibility, like especially right now, credit is so important. You can't get certain jobs if you have bad credit. Like, how crazy is that? If you have bad credit, you can't have certain jobs because you have bad credit. You can't live certain places. Your whole life is revolving around this number that is a collaboration of a bunch of different factors, but they are one of like 3 or 4 companies that are supposed to be protecting this information with everything. And the fact that they're still able to operate and they're still considered one of the ones that we are going to use on a regular basis to check credit is scary as hell. Like, where are the real consequences for this company? Yeah, $650 million is a lot.
It's a lot of money.
But it's not a lot of money when you're a billion-dollar industry and you continue to, you know, have consumers like you and I. Basically, you know,
we don't have a choice.
We have to use them.
So artificial intelligence is going to advise the NFL on what to pay players. I don't know if I like this or not, but
this is dumb.
Pro Football Focus is an analytics company that is owned by NFL broadcaster Chris Collinsworth, and the system is in conjunction with Amazon Web Services to provide never-before-seen metrics of all 32 NFL teams, and the idea is basically how likely certain plays are to be made based on the skills of athletes. And that will determine how valuable they are to a franchise and if they're actually worth the amount that they're being paid.
But we
hear all the time the guys that shouldn't be doing what they're doing. Tom Brady shouldn't still be as good as he is at his age.
Yep.
Adam Thielen was just a kid who walked onto a football team that never had a chance, and now he's considered one of the best receivers in the NFL. There's lots of players that blow through all of these barriers. And you just have to go with your gut sometimes. It can't always just be. Because the one thing that artificial intelligence can't measure is heart and determination.
Yep.
And those things do matter.
And also, there is a point where, you know, you hit the peak. Like, you take somebody like Albert Pujols. You look at how he performed for the St. Louis Cardinals over the years. Amazing player, you know, franchise, historic player. But, you know, when his contract came up and it was time to pay him, you know, $20+ million a season, they were like, no, because we're going to sign you for another 10 years. We know it's not worth it.
Right.
You look at.
But you know, good for him for getting his huge fat payday from Anaheim, right?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I just think that there is a human element that comes to sports. There are X factors that you cannot track. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Moneyball with Jonah Hill. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, yeah.
Thought it was a great movie and an interesting concept, you know, tracking the data, especially in a sport like baseball. It can help, but it didn't win them a World Series.
Right.
You know, like it helped change the team for the better, but I think numbers only are a part of the equation. The other part is, you know, you could tell how, like, AI doesn't have a conversation with a guy like, tell me about what you're going through. You don't know if they're
distracted at home. You know, they're going through a divorce, whatever it may be.
Yeah, unless that AI is plugged directly into TMZ, so it got all the dirt. Like, what is it? Like, Josh Hamilton on paper theoretically would be the greatest player of all time.
Yep.
And then you go, oh, wait.
So I have some naked news for you. You ready?
All right, wait, does it mean you're getting naked and telling
Not
me the
again.
News?
Don't do it, Dave.
I mean, I know. Don't do it. I'm taking it off.
No,
I know you've been in the back of the country for a whole 4 days or 3 days, and it's rough reacclimating to America. But you know, here in America, we wear shirts, Dave. Unlike Greece,
it was a little sunnier outside today. I'd take my shirt off right now.
You know, Mika, nope, sir. Mika, nope.
How long have you been holding on?
Yeah,
to that?
I know, right? I want to know.
I just came up with
no,
the
didn't.
Cuff.
No, you
didn't. So in St. Louis, a guy got angry because there was some naked cyclists that were doing the World Naked Bike Ride, which Ian has participated in the past.
Yes, okay. I have.
And this guy got so upset that the 12th annual World Naked Bike Ride was going on that he decided that he was going to start shooting the participants with the paintball gun.
Oh, wow.
Okay. How?
Wow.
You ever been shot with a paintball gun in the bare skin?
No. Well, yeah, I guess the arms. I've been hitting the arms.
Yeah, it sucks,
man. It hurts.
So the shooter seemed angry that there were bare riders. His families were hanging out and kids were running around. Luckily, no one was injured. Even with the hiccup, though, the riders were still able to display their message and just ride on.
I don't understand how that's legal.
The naked bike ride?
Yeah.
It depends where you are, man.
Well, it's more of an event. So you do have to get a permit for the event and then obviously, you know, section off the streets and everything. But in masses like that, as long as the city's okay with it.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Masses? Is that a massive amount of asses?
It's a whole bunch of asses. Yeah. Masses of asses.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, a coffee shop in Vermont promised to make customers feel right at home. But one customer took that notion a little too seriously. He just walked in butt naked.
Again, how is this legal?
Well, I guess in Vermont, it actually is perfectly legal. You can't go somewhere and strip down and get naked, but if you enter naked, it's perfectly legal. And so this guy decided that he was going to take advantage of that law. Police tracked down the man before he made it to the swimming spot that he was going to after getting his coffee. After asking him when he removed his clothes, it was decided that no arrest could be made because he walked in naked.
I mean, that sounds like a crazy loophole in the law. I mean, like, literally, is that like, you know...
Would you call it a crazy poop hole in the law?
I was going to say
butthole, man.
Oh, sorry.
That was a little cleaner.
Loophole, poop hole, that's funnier.
But...
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
One is classy, the other is not.
Mika, nope.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So does anybody there have a work wife or, I guess, a work husband? You're married. If you're a married person or you have a girlfriend or boyfriend, you don't see this as weird. You know, it's just a person at work. You have nothing to do with them outside of work because I have a work wife and I don't think it's weird, but I've told my wife and she thinks it's weird. So I'm just asking you guys.
Message deleted.
Yeah, man. Like it's weird if you call them the work husband or wife.
Yeah.
If you have another real husband or wife.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, Mahoney is definitely my work husband.
Mm-hmm. But we do plenty of stuff outside of work.
Yeah, and my wife is clearly jealous of Mahoney.
She should be.
As well, she should
be. I've been here longer.
That's right.
And I'm taller. And curvier.
In all the right places.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You better watch yourself, Brittany. Coming for you. That number
Please
one
leave
spot.
A message after the tone.
Lakers is for 2020, 2021, 2022. It's going to be the dynasty. It's back, baby. LeBron!
Message deleted.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
I mean, I think
sure
the Lakers is. Are going to be good. I think LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to be a hell of a team.
I hope so. I like the NBA better when LeBron's on a team that's winning.
Yeah,
I do. And the Lakers have been that story franchise for so many years. I do think in Los Angeles, it's going to be very interesting now with Kawhi Leonard playing for the Clippers. Look what he did for Toronto.
Yeah, I think that's just because, I mean, yes, Toronto made it to the finals. They won the championship.
Yep.
But that's because just the injuries that had plagued Golden State. I mean, it was the perfect storm for Toronto and Kawhi to win. Kawhi is nowhere near the player that LeBron is. LeBron is a generational athlete. It's exciting, though. I mean, but at this point, if you're not maxing out every dollar that you can spend, you don't even have a shot to win in the playoffs at this point. You need two, if not three, superstars.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we're ever going to see another, like, dark horse team come up and win the NBA championship, just because it's now the league of super teams, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have to have LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and still everyone's doubting.
It's becoming more true in most sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, football, it's harder in football, harder, I think, than football, any other sport, just because the way that the cap is and everything like that, and plus just one person going down can change the entire dynamic. Baseball, you can buy a championship. Hockey, you can kind of, you know, the closest thing we saw for a, you know, that underdog that just out of nowhere was the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah.
You know, when we had
the Golden Misfits, man.
Yeah, the first season. That was unlike anything else we'll ever see. I'm still waiting for that 30 for 30, man. Come on. It's been a year. Come on, ESPN. Where you at?
Don't you have to wait till it's kind of old news to, like, bust out the 30 for 30, though?
Do it while it's fresh, so we remember. I forget a lot of details.
Okay, serious question, and I cannot stress enough how serious this question is. How many chickens do you think it would take to kill a full-grown elephant? Yes, the elephant can fight off the chickens, but I also want to know exactly how many chickens you think it would take.
Message deleted.
Okay, so I pulled up some facts here.
Okay.
The average chicken weighs anywhere from 5 to 13 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
The African bush elephant maxes out at about 13,000.
Okay.
But I mean, okay, so how are the chickens going to actually injure the elephant?
Are they coordinating?
They would have to be coordinating chickens.
They have to plan.
Yeah.
I think because they have to be aggressive. We're not talking just like dormant chickens.
They have to be like gamecocks, right?
Yeah. These are chickens that have been done wrong, that they are out for a vengeance. An elephant killed their mom, and now, oh boy.
No, the elephant's been running the cockfighting ring for years.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're going to turn. They turned on.
Oh boy.
But I mean, obviously, they have to be coordinating, and chickens are fairly stupid, so it's not going to be that easy. So
you got to go at them like fire ants, in my opinion.
I would say
each other.
I would say close to 100,000.
I was going to go more than that. I would say between 200,000 and 300,000.
Really?
To kill an elephant?
I mean, it just depends. It's like, you go for the eyes. If they're smart, go for the eyes.
Okay.
But are they even able to get up to the eyes?
Right. That's what I mean. Let me pull an audible here. So we all agree that it's north of six figures,
yes,
right? It's over 100,000.
Yes.
All right. How much did you say that elephant weighs?
13,000 pounds.
13,000.
Which means it could probably move.
Okay.
You know, probably in the two times its body weight at least.
Yeah.
So at least 25,000 pounds. Like, okay. And just the mere act of stepping
can kill countless chickens.
You know, a dozen plus chickens.
Yeah. Easy.
Know?
Easy.
Yeah.
How many Mahonies would it take to kill the same elephant?
The same elephant.
Unarmed Mahonies.
Zero, because I would never do such a thing.
Come on.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show.
They have friends.
6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You ever seen an elephant cry? It's the saddest stuff in the world. Do not Google elephants crying unless you want to be depressed all week. Do not do it.
I'm doing it right now.
Sad as hell.
Yeah. Of course it is, man. It's just a hypothetical. We don't think you're really going to kill an elephant.
Kill an elephant.
You're killing 2,300 Mahonies.
Suck my kiss.
It's top stories.
Here's what's making news.
So I hope you love this as much as I do. The Lion King came out this past weekend, crushing at the box office. Mm-hmm. Great reviews pretty much through and through. So if you're a fan of the original Lion King, you'll probably like this one. But they had this huge ensemble photo that they put out of the entire cast.
I mean,
right?
It's A-list celebrities left and right. I mean, it is it's a hell of a cast. And getting all those people together, when I saw this, because I believe it was a Vanity Fair shoot.
Yeah.
When I saw all these actors together.
You're like, it's unbelievable. Like, you can get all those people in the same room at the same time. Yeah. They didn't. And John Oliver just dropped the dime on Beyonce because Beyonce did not show up for the photo shoot. So they had to Photoshop her in. And of course, John Oliver's like, yeah, no, she wasn't there.
Can you tell us whether she was there?
Yeah, she wasn't there.
She wasn't
No,
there.
She wasn't there. No. And I looked down and there was just this piece of tape on the floor with Beyonce's name written on it. And literally, it was like an electrical reaction. Just going, oh, just the future presence of Beyonce was so intimidating. So if you look at my face in there, I look really intimidated. And that's because what I'm doing is imagining that I am about to be put into a photo with Beyonce one day.
And I love John Oliver so much.
And he absolutely... John Oliver's show on HBO is a really pretty amazing piece of work. I have been a big fan
of... It makes me so mad when they go on hiatus.
Yes.
Me too.
I'm like, what are you doing?
What do I watch on Sundays?
We need you this week, man. We need you.
Every week. Every week.
So good.
Lion King, by the way, $191 million here in the United States, week number one. Over a half a billion dollars worldwide in the first week. You know, the critics were kind of rough on it, though. I mean, some critics liked it, other ones didn't, but it's still 52% fresh from the critics, but almost 90% fresh from the audience. So when you see...
That's when I ignore the critics. I'm like, whatever. Like, if the audience is saying 90-plus percent fresh, I don't care what the critics think.
I have a feeling that it's going to be a good movie. I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but Jon Favreau, you know, he's done such good stuff over the last...
Who would have thought that he would emerge as, like, the director of a generation?
Right? The Swingers guy.
Yeah, the guy from Swingers.
Like, come on.
Swingers was a great movie.
No, not even the cool guy from Swingers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Vince Vaughn is Vince Vaughn's loser friend.
Yeah, of course that's the guy who's behind the camera making all the money. Right. And with the real vision, not the tall, handsome guy.
Vince Vaughn's doing more Jennifer Aniston movies.
Dang it.
So there's a guy that is... he's got a theory.
Okay.
And it's got some people shook.
Is this one of those InfoWars theories? Are the chemtrails turning the frogs gay, Dave?
A little worse than that, yeah. Somehow.
I don't know. Worse than gay frogs invading America?
Yeah, no,
operatives of Osama bin Laden?
No, he thinks that that birds aren't real. He thinks that birds are actually drones put in place by the U.S. government to spy on us.
I have an avid disbelief in avian beings. The government genocided over 12 billion birds and simultaneously replaced them with surveillance drones disguised as birds. Wanted to put it up in a big city. So we came to Memphis, Tennessee. This has almost become a sacred pilgrimage. A lot of bird truthers from all around the country are taking. They'll come, you'll see them right over here, saluting, bowing at times. They're being watched. Birds are lying to them every day. Every tweet from a bird is a lie.
I love it.
He put up a billboard that said birds aren't real.
Can we prove it? Can we prove that birds aren't real?
Don't do this again, man. Come on.
You can shoot a bird out of the sky and then go over to it and open it up, and it is a real bird.
It's an organic drone, Dave.
Oh,
I wouldn't grasp it. If this happened, if the government did kill, I mean, there's way more than 12 billion birds, first off.
Way more.
Like, go to New York, there's 12 billion pigeons.
There's 30,000 outside of my window every morning, like, chirping their asses off.
I went to, like when I was on a cruise, there are no less than 17 billion seagulls, all fighting over one french fry.
One potato chip.
Or one hot dog covered in sand. Yeah. God, that's got to taste awful. But if the government did replace all the birds with drones and somehow these drones can still poop, I'm not even mad. That is just brilliant. That's the future we were promised.
That's right. Yeah. And what do birds really see? I mean, you're always outside.
Yeah. The satellites, they see all the stuff we're doing anyway.
Yeah. It's what a dumb plan that would have been.
Yeah. I mean, unless it's like, you know, they've replaced your sweet little Petey who will hang out on your shoulder and go places with you. You know,
I like that he really wanted to take this to a major metropolitan area to spread the word. So he put up a billboard in Memphis.
Found the best deal there.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's on the far side of the highway, a little obstructed,
still see it. Yeah. You're coming on the curve.
Look up to the left.
Right there. I tell you, the last time I was in Memphis, I was going to Tunica, Mississippi, lovely part of the country. Uh-huh. And they actually had billboards up that said, if you stop smoking, your cigarettes will give you free diapers. It was a whole billboard campaign aimed at getting currently pregnant women to stop smoking. And if they do, then they would give them free diapers. Just to give you an idea of how cheap billboards are in Memphis, you can do a whole fleet of those billboards to run between Memphis and Tunica. I saw probably a half dozen of them.
So you quit smoking and you're wearing an adult diaper?
No, I started smoking in hopes that I get knocked up and I can get some free diapers out of it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So who doesn't love them? A little bit of ska, a little bit of beer.
Hell yeah.
And a night of rock and roll.
That's right. Right. Coming up this week, too.
Yeah, so on Saturday, that's exactly what's going on over at Brooklyn Bowl. And we have your chance to win some free tickets. Like I said, you know, getting the band together, some Real Big Fish, Bowling for Soup.
I mean, they're going to play beer at least 17 times at that beer fest. And it, don't get me wrong, I love Real Big Fish's other catalog of music, but beer is the
quintessential taste.
The piece de resistance.
It is the Salt Bay of a beer fest, if you will.
Yeah.
So here we are with today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Actually, you know how I know I'm getting old?
Yeah.
You see that 2020 new...
All right, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Should we get matching ones?
I feel like we should get his and hers.
So Mahoney was talking about a specific type of car today that he thought was cool, and he thinks it's entirely possible because he is knocking on the door of his midlife crisis. What kind of car was it? 702-791-1075. First person with the correct answer gets a pair of tickets to the Real Big Beer and Bowling Fest, which will feature Axe, Real Big Fish, and Bowling for Soup. Mm-hmm. Nest also going to be there this Saturday, July 27th. Plus, you'll be qualified for the grand prize to meet and go bowling with Real Big Fish before the show. Got to be at least 21 or older to win these. This beer will feature unlimited tasting from a selection of local and regional brews curated by our friends over at Motley Brews.
You know this is going to be, you know that car is awesome, Dave.
I mean, it looks pretty awesome.
When they finally give me a raise, I will.
How long have you worked here now?
15 years almost.
So,
total.
What do you suppose the odds are of them finally coming around to give you that raise?
Well, I mean, when I tell them why I need it, you know, it's
I'm a married man
now. I'm going to start a family. I definitely need one of these.
I definitely need a 2-seater car. The most impractical vehicle possible. All right, X1075. Good morning. What is your name?
Joe.
Joe, what is the correct answer? What type of sweet-ass whip is Mahoney looking at?
Stingray Corvette.
There you go. You're the best around.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. Joe, have you seen the brand-new 2020 Stingray Corvette?
I have not, but I've seen a 67, and it was pretty B.A.
Okay, okay. Okay. Check out the 2020. Like Dave said, they look like bootleg. They look like bootleg Ferraris.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But a bootleg Ferrari is not really that bad of a thing.
No. Yeah, it's certainly got better lines than the Fieros did in the late 80s and early 90s, if you remember those.
Do you think that's hey, man, easy on the Fieros. You know that I love those.
Put one of those Cadillac Northstar engines in it. Oh, yeah. This thing
slams.
That's right.
Welcome to Car Talk.
Thank you. I was trying to – you knew the word I was looking for.
You said Car Talk, right?
Yeah.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.